Humanity Chats, a conversation about everyday issues that impact humans. Join us. Together, we can go far.
Today, we talk about how to navigate menopause with Dr. Alyssa Dweck. Now, before I do a quick introduction of Dr. Dweck, I just wanted to remind you that I wanted to share that my newest book, The Spelling King, which is a motivational book about a young boy who liked to spell, is out there in the universe. Yes, yes, yes. It's everywhere books are sold, so find it. Thank you so much for your support. Dr. Dweck, I mean, I was so impressed. It looks like I'm telling you this every week that I'm impressed with our guests, but she reached out to us and she's a practicing gynecologist and chief medical officer of Bonafide. She is an OBGYN. She's been practicing for over 25 years with a special interest in menopausal health and training in female sexual health. Dr. Dweck is the co-author of three books and has appeared on the Today Show and Good Day LA. She contributes regularly to multiple prints and online media outlets. Guess what, guys? She has been voted top doctor in New York Magazine and Westchester Magazine. When Dr. Dweck is not helping women improve their health, she enjoys time with her husband, two sons, and girly English bulldog. She is an avid runner and sports car enthusiast. Wow, she is pretty active, isn't she? I can't wait for you all to get to hear from her. And as I said earlier, we are going to be talking about how to navigate menopause. So if you have your notepads, pull that out, get your pens and your pencils. You're probably going to take some notes today. And for our younger audience, you can tell your parents about this show. You may have to step aside today. I can't wait to learn from Dr. Dweck. As always, I am your hostess with the mostess, Margie Marge. Welcome to Humanity Chats. Hello, Dr. Dweck.
Hello. Thank you, Margie Marge, for that lovely introduction.
Well, I'm sure I didn't do you justice. There's much more that I can add to that bio. Welcome to Humanity Chats.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Well, we are excited too. Over here, we talk about everyday issues that impact humans. And, you know, I think I have my little notepad out to make sure that I don't miss the nuggets that you're going to share today. But before we dig into the conversation, we usually do a little icebreaker where we ask you to share a fun fact with us. So can we learn something about you that we would not find on the internet? Or?
Oh, wow, that's a tough one. I think one of my favorite animals is a camel. That's a fun fact about me.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I don't think I've heard anybody ever say that. Have you ridden one before?
No, but it is certainly on my bucket list. I just love the fact that they can go without hydration for such a long period of time. I find it kind of amazing. And it always makes me laugh that they spit.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Viewers, listeners, you heard Dr. Dweck. Welcome. Welcome to all our listeners and viewers from around the globe. We appreciate you for coming back week after week. And today we are ready to learn about how to navigate menopause. Now, Dr. Dweck, I have tons of questions for you. I had some notes that I actually wrote, but would you want to explain what menopause is to us? I know that most people think that menopause is when they stop having their period, but is there any additional information that we need to know about menopause or perimenopause?
Of course. So I think it's actually quite a source of confusion, the real definition of menopause. So the definition is essentially 12 consecutive months without menstruating for no other reason. And this typically occurs after the age of 40. Perimenopause, on the other hand, are those years leading up to menopause when your hormone levels really start to become quite volatile, whereas menopause, those 12 consecutive months without bleeding, really signifies the end of your ability to reproduce, and estrogen levels, of course, are dropped significantly.
So during perimenopause, are your estrogen levels still up or does it drop then too?
Yeah, it's such a good question because actually it's quite volatile. And this is why we don't typically use blood estrogen or estradiol levels to diagnose perimenopause or menopause, because those levels can fluctuate from day to day. In other words, during the perimenopausal years, getting a blood test is just a quick window in time. And if you check again a week or a month later, the level really may be quite different. And this is because ovulation is occurring irregularly and unpredictably. And that, of course, is going to influence hormone levels.
So you could have a high FSH one time and have a lower one another time. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And you also could have an elevated estradiol level or estrogen, the type that we typically measure, or a low level, but it's not diagnostic of menopause because it may fluctuate for quite some time.
So about how many years does that fluctuate when you're in perimenopause?
Perimenopause is quite variable. It probably average 4 to 8 years is what's typically mentioned. Some people will notice symptoms even earlier, but not necessarily recognize what's happening to them because there's a little bit of a disconnect 4 or 8 years before actual menopause and some of the symptoms that might be occurring. Predominantly irregular bleeding during perimenopause.
Well, thank you for sharing. Viewers, listeners, you know, if your cycle is kind of changing on you, this is the time to listen. This is the time to also make your appointment to go see your OBGYN. My next question is, what do menopausal women need?
You know, it's such a different experience for different people, and I think we really have to have an appreciation for that. But many, many women, aside from having irregular cycles or unusual bleeding habits just before menopause, will also experience that iconic symptom of hot flashes and night sweats. And what does this mean? This means that essentially due to low estrogen levels, some people may really experience this overwhelming feeling of heat like they're a furnace. The heat will start from the chest, rise up. Some women get beet red on their face, and then the waterworks start and perspiration occurs. And this can happen occasionally, constantly, intermittently, day or night. Some people find these to be incapacitating and can't get through their day-to-day activities as a result of these symptoms. Others just consider it a little blip in the road and it's not so uncomfortable. But luckily, we do have ways to manage this if symptoms are distressing. And if it happens at night and wakes people up, that can be a little disconcerting because then women feel super tired and a little bit groggy if they don't get good quality sleep.
So what are some of the ways that you manage it?
So first and foremost, we talk about lifestyle management. So monitoring diet is very important. because we know common triggers for these hot flashes might include caffeine or alcohol or high sugar foods or processed foods or spicy foods or large meals. So mitigating these risks might be helpful for some. Number two would be to add exercise, because regular exercise not only dispels heat, but it also helps manage stress, which is a huge trigger for hot flashes and night sweats. Second, we have, you know, a gamut of different types of, I don't want to call them all medications, but supplements or pharmacologic options, including hormone replacement therapy. Mm-hmm. So just to keep it kind of broad, there are supplements that are phytoestrogens, which might be helpful for some women. There are supplements that contain a Swedish flower pollen. One comes to mind called Relizin, which has been clinically studied. There are pharmacologic agents like antidepressants. So believe it or not, even if you're not depressed, but you're suffering from hot flashes or night sweats of menopause, the antidepressants are indicated to help with this. And then, of course, there's hormone replacement therapy to replace some of the estrogen that your body is no longer making so much of. And all of these remedies can be helpful to take care of some of these distressing symptoms.
And these remedies that you're talking about, are they over the counter? Do they have to come by prescription?
Yeah, great question. So obviously the lifestyle measures are on your own volition. The herbal remedies are typically over the counter. The pharmacologic remedies, including antidepressants and hormone therapy, are usually prescription. There are a couple of hormonal type remedies that can be obtained over the counter, but we won't go into them since they're a little bit peripheral.
Okay. Now, how do you manage the symptoms when they come on if you're not on any medicine?
Well, not everybody is going to be suffering equally. So you're going to have some people traversing perimenopause and menopause who really don't notice symptoms. The symptoms are not disruptive in their day-to-day lives, don't alter their productivity. And so they really feel comfortable just managing their lifestyle. Other women, and we see this a lot, especially in my practice, because after all, women having problems are coming to my practice, they can't get through a work day. They feel groggy because their sleep is poor quality or interrupted so many times. They're having trouble with relationships because they're a little cranky from lack of sleep or physically feeling uncomfortable. So these are people that we have an individual discussion with, and based on their lifestyle, their desires, their medical history, medications they might be taking, and their family history, we'll make a recommendation or give a couple of choices that might be good options.
Good options. Well, I guess that brings me to one of the important questions that people have when they hit menopause, vaginal health.
Yes, and I speak vagina, so let's talk about vaginal health. So, you know, one thing that low estrogen really can lead to is an all-encompassing symptom of dryness. It's almost like an awareness of the vaginal and vulvar areas that's not a good awareness. Many, many will complain of difficulty or even pain during sexual intimacy because of these symptoms of dryness due to low estrogen. So what is someone to do, especially if they want to maintain an intimate life, which of course is so important to general health? One thing is to make sure you're hydrating well. A second thing would be to use a regular moisturizer in the vagina. After all, we all moisturize our faces most days, right? So why not take the same precautions and attention to manage moisture in the vagina as it's getting less and less with less estrogen? This can come in the form of a gel or a small insert, and many of these moisturizers that do not contain hormone contain a super moisturizer ingredient called hyaluronic acid. And women can use these regularly, maybe two or three times a week, to maintain excellent moisture. Some women choose to use vaginal estrogen, which comes either as a cream or a little tablet or a ring even, in order to maintain vaginal moisture. And then in addition to this, during intimacy, a lubricant can be really a wonderful tool to prevent discomfort due to dryness. So moisturizers or estrogen and lubricants can be a girl's best friend when it comes to this symptom.
So lubricants like a KY gel?
Yes. I mean, I don't normally tout different brands, but KY jelly is super popular and comes in various varieties. There's one called UberLube, which is one of my favorites. This is a medical grade silicone and vitamin E, so it doesn't have a lot of chemicals in it. And believe it or not, Margie, the coconut oil is incredibly popular for this purpose. So those who kind of want to stay more on the natural front might turn to coconut oil.
How about shea butter?
Yes, I've seen moisturizers that have shea butter. Again, this is all such individual preference. I have some patients who absolutely hate using a gel because, what goes up must come down and it can get a little bit messy. But I have others who are fine with that, and then some who prefer inserts. I will say the hyaluronic acid ingredient is all the rage right now. Reverie, which is a little teeny insert that goes in the vagina, is made with hyaluronic acid. And this is one that I favor because I know so much about it.
Now, tell me about Bonafide.
Yeah. So Bonafide is a health company for women's health, specifically for menopausal issues. And they are really on the mission to use either nutritional supplements or natural supplements that are non-hormonal in nature, because after all, there are many, many women who really can't use hormone therapy in any shape or form, or who just want to stay away from that. So Bonafide has really done a lot of research clinically to support the products that they put out for menopausal symptoms. So for example, Reverie, which I just mentioned, is a Bonafide product, and this is that hyaluronic insert used for vaginal dryness and uncomfortable intimacy.
So what you're saying is for those that do not want to get on the hormone therapy, that is another option for them?
Yes, it's great in a gynecologic practice to have many options for women who are suffering with different symptoms. And again, I have a big population of patients with breast cancer or, women who have had uterus cancer or women who might be prone to blood clot. These are women who can't take hormones. So I'm really happy that I have other options to provide for the various symptoms that they might have that are bothersome during menopause. I also have a big population of people who love their hormone therapy. And once they start, they will never come off. So it's really whichever is your cup of tea.
So you cater to what the patient's needs.
Yes, absolutely. My job is to provide options and education and use my best medical judgment to make recommendations if necessary. But there are options out there. And like I said, there are options even in between hormones and the supplements we've spoken about. So really, we can try to tailor a management program based on somebody's needs and wants.
And you're out in the Northeast, right?
I am in the Northeast where it is literally winter today. So, but yes, I'm in the New York area. And so I love my patients here. They're very on top of their health and super thirsty for knowledge. So they teach me a couple things every day as well.
That's great. Now, do you do any virtual consults across state lines for people that may want to reach out to you?
I've been really lucky. If there was any sort of silver lining during the pandemic, is that we got really busy with telehealth. And at that time, the laws here in New York allowed us to cross state lines. This keeps changing. So based on, current laws, which I, of course, need to follow, there are some states that we're still allowed to provide telehealth with.
And so if people want to learn more, I know you have in your bio, it said you have some books out there. Do your books go into how to navigate menopause as well?
Yes. My latest book is called The Complete A to Z for Your V. And I think your audience can understand what V stands for. But yes, there are sections about menopause, about intimate health, about hormones, but it is a general gynecology book. So there's something for everybody. We always say, you know, from 8 to 88, you'd have something in there that would be applicable to your health.
And is that available where every book, you know what I'm trying to say? Available everywhere books are sold?
Absolutely.
Okay. So viewers, listeners, you heard Dr. Dwight, you could just put her name in Amazon or bookshop.org, Barnes and Noble, and find her books. If you enjoyed listening to her and you'd like to learn more, maybe you should grab one of her books. You know, if you had to give 5 nuggets to a woman who is encountering menopause, what would you tell them tonight?
Wow, 5 nuggets. Good. That affords me some good pearls. Number one, be proactive. Don't wait for these symptoms to hit you like a Mack truck, but rather educate yourself. There's some wonderful education out there specifically put out by, well, authors like ourselves, but also the North American Menopause Society has really good, credible, and valid information. Number two, start managing diet, exercise, and stress reductive measures early and make it a lifestyle and make it a habit, because this will pay forward for sure. Consider options and get a great healthcare provider that you like and that you connect with in order to review your menopause or perimenopausal scenario, and make sure it's somebody who you feel comfortable speaking with, because some of these subjects are going to be very personal and individual. And keep your sexual life active if you're interested. Don't let pain get in the way, and don't let dryness get in the way. This is another thing that you can be proactive about. And I think that should be some good nuggets for you.
Well, Dr. Dweck, you have shared very useful information with us. What advice would you have for the men who are supporting women who are going through menopause?
I love this question, because actually Bonafide did a study to inquire about what women thought about what the men in their lives knew about menopause. And if there was one thing that we found, it's that women wanted the men in their lives to know even more. So for all you men out there, ask questions. Good communication is key. And hopefully the women in your lives will share their concerns, so that there's good communication going on and you're not in the dark.
Well, man, you heard, ask, communication is key. Wow, what an awesome conversation we've had with Dr. Dweck. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and for educating us. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the nuggets that we have picked up today. Viewers, listeners, thank you for tuning in to Humanity Chats as always. If you want to learn more about Dr. Dweck, please find out about her books. Do you have a website that you would like to suggest so that maybe viewers and listeners could follow up?
Yes, thank you for that opportunity. You can certainly look up more about me on Bonafide Health website, which is hellobonafide.com. And my personal website is drdweck.com.
Okay, that's real easy. DrDweck.com, Bonafide.com. Now, if you liked this episode, you know what to do. Leave a review out there on any of the major podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere you listen. And also, if you have any additional questions for me, you know where to reach me. MargieMarge.com. Send me a message. We will respond. I think you all probably agree with me that we have learned something from Dr. Dweck today. And so from wherever you're listening, be giving her a round of applause. Thank you so much to our listeners and viewers. Thanks to our supporting crew, our staff, to everybody out there working to make Humanity Chats possible. We really appreciate you. And most of all, thank you, Dr. Dweck, for the knowledge and for, you know, these are human interest stories. We talk about everyday issues. And truly, what we did talk about today is something that affects women across the globe. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, viewers, listeners, it has been Margie, yours truly, with Dr. Dweck, and we enjoy having this chat tonight. We hope to be back again soon, and I will see you. This has been Humanity Chats.
Thank you for listening. Share with a friend. We are humans from all around the world, one kind only, and that is humankind. Your friend, Margie.